This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is another mashup man down Wednesday when Guardian Radio AM is joined with On the Clock with Aaron Green, and we have one show. Today we have a special guest. We have Senator Randy Rowell, who is a global relations consultant, I guess, at the Ministry of Tourism. And basically he manages downtown. He sparks initiatives downtown. Like, the other day I was walking on Bay, you know, and I say, hey, this place needs things, right? And then I saw Randy. I can call him Randy because I knew him personally. And he was basically directing traffic, engaging tourists, speaking them on what is happening on Bay. Then I see him doing another project on terms of pressure washing. I said, Mr. Rowell, working. Yeah, but I still have concerns. So I said, let me engage him. Let me see if I can get him on the show to see what is happening on Bay Street, particularly on Bay Street east of East Street, right? And I said, man, I can bring Randy here and let him explain what's happening, the big things. Because I know the minister mentioned that 9 buildings have been targeted as being to be demolished. I know 6 buildings has already been broken down. I know there are reorganization and restructuring happening. And I said, okay, I want to hear from the horse's mouth exactly what is happening on Bay Street. And then I said, Aaron, you know, we got to do this on Wednesday so I can have your ideas on what the possibilities of Bay Street can be so we can engage the good senator. So let's, with no further ado, welcome Randy. Thanks very much for joining us. And what's happening on Bay?
Thank you. Appreciate good being here. And again, you said a lot just now, CA, and so I will try my best to cover as much as possible. I'm a senator, a part of the government. I'm working in the office of the Deputy Prime Minister, who has responsibility for tourism, investment, and aviation. Like so many people, CA, the Deputy Prime Minister, whose pleasure I serve at, of course, by extension, the Prime Ministers as well. And so I thank them both for the opportunity to be able to play a role in what they're trying to do. So, you know, we've heard the concerns. I have other responsibilities as well. But we've heard the concerns of our fellow Bahamians. We also are Bahamians who have a passion for our country. And so with that being said, the Deputy Prime Minister, who is also a businessman, who happens to be in politics, says, listen, I want to give focus attention to make sure that we not only talk about it, because everyone has said, and we know it's to be true, successive governments have spoken about, okay, this is the issues, these things are happening, and yes, some have tried, made attempts to make a change and bring about a difference. And so my role right now as it relates to downtown is to give some focused attention from a government standpoint as to, from a tourism standpoint, because I am in tourism. Mind you, there are still some regulations that parks and beaches, road parks and beaches, still have oversight of most of it as well, too. But knowing that we are, the tourism product is important to us, knowing what we want to see done, knowing that we're having record numbers of tourists, especially visit downtown, the thing is, the goal is, listen, let's now jump on it. Let's put some focused attention to see how we can best change and how we can best develop and enhance the overall experience. And so for, and this is a part of the role that I just received a couple of months ago, so it's not been the entire year or whatever time the government has been in. But so I used the first couple of weeks in this role to sort of get an assessment. And, you know, you listen to what's being said. It also requires you walking the area, you getting the feel from a customer, from a guest experience standpoint. And so, you know, and of course, you know, you're a very famous and popular social media guru. So, you know, a lot of times when you want to know what's going on, just visit CA Smith, page. But so having said all that, we identified some key areas that we can fix right away. And so the goal is to, yeah, it's a long process, but let's start somewhere. And so it's a phased approach where the things that the low-hanging fruits that we could adjust, we want to be able to adjust. As we move on, then we will do more. And so we've, for example, people talk about Bay Street being dirty. Okay. It needs to clean. And I agree, CA. I think we all agree. I think that's a common thing that every Bahamian says, listen, we want to do more. Us growing up, Bay Street is where you go, where you went for Christmas shopping, where you went to do a number of things. Nowadays, everybody goes to the mall.
So what initiative is the Ministry of Tourism, and you mentioned parks and beaches too. I'm not sure who's responsible for making sure Bay Street in general is clean, despite the buildings. We ain't talking about the buildings yet.
Yes.
Just clean.
Right.
The sidewalks, the wrappers, the garbage pickup, mm-hmm. the shrubbery. Who's responsible for that, and what is Ministry of Tourism doing to fix that or address those issues?
Well, in past budgets, it's something that fell under parks and beaches. However, we have gone back to the days where tourism is everybody's business. And so what we have done is we have made it our business, and we have heard what our guest concerns are as it relates to cleaning Bay Street. And so we have taken up the initiative to engage some stakeholders to see how best that we can help in this effort in getting it cleaned. Like I told you, my first couple of weeks on the job, as it relates to Bay Street, I said, let me walk down, let me experience for myself. And many may not know the CA, but in the entire downtown Bay Street, there are only 21 garbage bins. And so off the back, I realized, listen, we need more garbage bins. But so we looked at that aspect, and we're going to make some adjustments as it relates there. And then there is no city management at this stage. That's something that the government is looking to. We have a draft bill that I think we will present before the end of summer. Hopefully it's at the AG's office. But that city management bill will talk to some more specifics as it relates to it as well, too. What I mean and why that's important is, for example, going back to the garbage. There is parks and beaches have people who collect at, I think, 6 a.m. They come back maybe at 1 p.m. and like three other times. But there are some Bay Street vendors and persons who have stores down there that may take their garbage out at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. And so whilst the collection has started already, these persons are putting it out at all different times. Guests are going to see that. Guests are going to walk past it. Sometimes it's going to create a smell and other things such as that. That is something that we can manage. And so in coordinating with the relevant stakeholders, okay, how do we now create this process that we avoid that? Again, we have some, I don't want to say vagrants, but, you know, some people who
We have some unhoused people, and we have some people with mental instability that are having difficulties. It's referenced in this article by Chester Cooper, DPM Promising Downtown Projects presented to government 27th of April 23rd. And I just want to say that he expresses the same degree of concern. Like, how are we going to approach this particular issue? How do we find a solution? And the question I want to put on the table to ensure that we find a solution without effectively criminalizing people. Yeah.
Most certainly. And that's extremely important. It has, I guess, become such where some people have become immune to it.
Yeah.
So they're there and they don't see it. But you know that they're there because sometimes Bay Street is rank.
Yeah.
Or there are other things that happen and you realize, okay, there is an issue that we need to find a way to address.
Mm-hmm.
So that means now that I must, again, bring to the table, reach out to social services.
Right, because if the solution relies only in the hands of tourism, right,
mm-hmm.
then we end up criminalizing people by using legislation and policy to remove them from the space. But partnering with social services, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, we should be finding solutions to house people. Then we can deal with the issues that they're facing.
Yes.
Yeah. Relocating house. Yeah.
Exactly. And like in the Senate a couple of months ago, and the government has I guess, passed a bill. I think it was the mental health bill.
The new mental health
bill.
Which
again shows some initiative the government is taking to try and do that. I made a recommendation that I want to see the name Sandilands change to Health and Wellness Rehabilitation Center.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, when myself and CAO fellas were growing up, it was Sandilands was not a cool place. It was like, listen.
There was a lot of stigma.
Stigma, and
we still tell jokes, yeah.
Still exists.
Today, yeah.
And so you may have a very light mental illness that can be fixed, but because of the stigma,
right.
You're not going to go and seek help.
Or we realize that you actually are not mentally ill, but your condition is exacerbated by your state of homelessness.
Okay. But we have a caller here who wants to engage you, Randy.
Mm.
Caller, producer Patrick, call her through so we can continue the conversation. Oh, Aaron, you press that button there for me.
He's got it.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Mrs. C.A. Nori.
Yeah, go ahead. Morning.
Morning, Randy.
Morning.
This is your Uncle Vince. This is Sparky.
Hey, Sparky, how you do?
yeah, I enjoy listening to you, too.
All right.
Yeah, congratulations. So, well, first of all, I didn't get to see you since back then, but condolences goes out to the passing of your mother, Ken Karen, to you and Kevin.
Appreciate it.
I didn't get to see you.
Mm-hmm.
The things you got me out of the bay. But continue to do the work you're doing, sir. I know you're trying your best. And see you soon, bro. Take care.
All right. Thanks, man, Sparky. Appreciate you.
I see we have another call on the line. Caller.
Hello.
Good morning. You on there?
Morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Morning.
Morning.
Sorry, but I kind of don't have the radio at the same time.
No problem.
Yeah, I was just listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, well, why are we just focusing on Bay Street? Pardon me?
Okay, and so you're saying why are we focusing on Bay Street versus...
In the 21st century, we're not building a city. I mean, the whole entire area of Wolf Road, from East Street, Shirley Street, all the areas should be looking like Bay Street. You're parking East Street, Camp Road, all these areas in a corner of different setting.
I got you.
You understand what I'm saying?
No.
Hold on, Aaron. I finished. That's not building a city. Building a city, that's why I ask for local government where each district could say, I want my area to be. I want Wolf Road and Camp Road. Look, that's like Bay Street.
I appreciate what you're saying. You're coming in from the perspective of a local government, right?
No, not only that, Aaron. I come into the area the whole entire.
No, I got you.
I want to see tours all over.
Okay.
When I go to France and all.
I got you, Pumpkin Eater. Let me take it from here.
Sure.
Thank you. Let me take it from here. And so one of the questions I had been tooling around with, right, is, let me start here, Pumpkin Eater. We're talking about Bay Street. That's why we're talking about Bay Street. What I'm hoping is that the reimagining of Little Nassau, the revitalization of downtown, becomes not just a model for development, but a catalyst, right, for development. But we're talking specifically about tourism. So I appreciate the local government intersection, because I have a question here that delves into the balance of things, right? But we're not talking about community development or city development. We're talking about Bay Street. What comes out of that question is, when we reimagine Little Nassau, are we reimagining a new city? Or are we reimagining a new tourist product?
So let me engage Randy with that. Does the Ministry of Tourism has a view, like Aaron used, a visual imagination of what Bay Street should look like? Or the goal points, it needs to be look like this, and we're working towards that?
I'm certain they do. Again, I'm in my capacity here today. I work, like I said, at Ministry of Tourism. However, you know, the spokesperson is the Director General along with the Minister. Mm-hmm. But they do. And again, we look at it from the eyes of the guests. Guests come here for a particular experience. And it is our view to make sure that our guests receive that experience whilst they're here.
Now, pause. I wanted to say this.
Okay.
Traditionally, mm-hmm. foreigners sit down and think, well, what do our guests want, right? And they imagine what they want. And then they bring that vision to us. What I'm going to say to you is we got to start
agreed.
Telling them now. What we have to match is their expectations, right?
Most certainly.
Absolutely. We go in and we say, what are they expecting? What is the feeling that they want to have when they pick their head up and they see green and aquamarine out that cruise ship window, right?
Mm-hmm.
That expectation. But we got to change that paradigm.
Most certainly.
And tell them this is what you get when you get here.
I see we have another caller here. Producer, patch that caller through.
I got it.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Doing?
Doing well.
Good. You know, I don't think anybody has an idea as to what Bay Street is supposed to look like. Okay? And I think playing around with the idea of visitors' expectation is like a rabbit trail. Bay Street has to come out of the imaginations of Amos. And those imaginations have to be embedded in the culture that we have already. Now, anything else is going to be like a blind charm or a counterfeit. Okay? We need to probably go back to 1968, Jumbe Village in Coconut Grove. Every year, that thing got bigger and broader and more Bahamian. Now, that's probably a good template for dealing with what we want to give our visitors as a Bahamian experience. You know, if we can't experience it for ourselves, it's not going to mean anything for us.
Now, caller, let me ask you a question. You said Jumbe Village, Coconut Grove. Tell me where that is. I'm not being facetious. Tell me where that is.
Coconut Grove Avenue?
Yes.
It started on Market Street,
mm-hmm.
and it headed east.
Okay. So watch this. I really appreciate what it is you're saying, right? Yeah. Where is the average young person supposed to find these experiences? How do they tap into what it is that has become a central thread in your life? And your vision of the Bahamas. When did you all document? Where are the videos? Where's the write-ups? Where's the music? Where are the interviews?
The MM All History Department of UB is currently documenting all this information. Okay?
Currently.
It's available.
No,
okay?
It's not.
Now.
It's not available. They're working on it. And the question is, what's the accessibility? I really appreciate the contribution you made, but people can only turn back to a history that they lived, experienced, or can connect to.
Okay. Anyway, let's get down to the real issue here. Bay Street isn't a problem because of politics. Okay. Two competing groups, the politicians and the businessmen who own most of Bay Street, cannot get together. Okay? Now, what went wrong in 1968 is that Jumbo Village became too successful, and it was moved west to the next side of Blue Road on the old dump site. Okay? Now, after a while, it lost its appeal, and it was mowed into the ground. We can't afford the politics or the government or the politicians have too much say in what our cultural expressions are going to be.
I agree with you, caller. I want to say thank you very much. Thank you for your contribution. I think the way that we do that, though, like, we're not going to place blame, because I know Mr. Roll, too. I don't like cutting eye at people I know. Is that we, the people, have to create mechanisms to take on these jobs. If we can't leave the preservation of culture up to the politicians, that doesn't mean you just sit down and say, why don't the government recognize me as the leading stakeholder in culture? You build institutions to do your work, to support the government and tell the government, this is what we want to do. You don't have to spend $1 million with a consultancy paper. We've done the work. Here it is.
And going back to Randy, as you traverse Bay Street, because I know you do this almost every day, what are the tourists saying in terms of the Bay Street product and, by extension, the product of the Bahamas? What they want and that what you think that you can immediately address?
Okay, certainly. They talk about the authentic Bahamian product. They want more things to do.
So then we have to show them that the authentic Bahamian product is American, because Bahamians want American things to do, which is why there are mainly American looking things to do.
Look how you challenging Randy.
No.
I like that.
I
want to write that down. Authentic.
What they tell us in their surveys is, listen, we want some things to do. We have to, as a nation, find activities for persons to want to come off the cruise ships and want to experience what it is that we have to offer. Mm-hmm. And so that means, and what the I think the Deputy Prime Minister and his vision is trying to do is, listen, so we want to create the incubator center. We want to speak to the other stakeholders to figure out what it is that, you know, else that they have interest in doing. Some tours. I think some people have been creative, Bahamians have been creative over the last couple of weeks and created some tours that people look forward to. The not just the scooters, the ATVs, the Jeep Wranglers. We hear a lot now about this graveyard tour, and people look forward to that.
I don't think you all understand the potential of the graveyard tour. First of all, Bahamas Historical Society is one of your stakeholders in that discussion. Grace Turner, our own Bahamian historian, has just written a book a couple of years ago on detailing the history of cemeteries, graveyards, and burial practices in African Bahamas and in the Bahamas. The thing is fascinating.
But it's not Ministry of Tourism's job to create the tours.
No, I agree with you. No, I agree with you. It's not. Their job is to facilitate access between the guests and the people providing the tours, and to ensure that the resources are available, right, for them to do that. And then there are a couple of other things, right? Like, dead quick, tourism has to liaison with Royal Bahamas to police force to ensure that the people who are using the ATVs to go on these tours, self-guided and guided, the proper signage, the rules are being followed, all of those things.
Right after the callers, we'll talk about partnership, what partnerships that tourism is doing. Like you said, the police force, I want to talk about.
Which is super important.
Yes. Okay, let's patch our caller through, producer.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to your guests. You know, Aaron, the gentleman that called before me was speaking about the Jumbe Village, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe he might be a bit older than me. I'll be 59 in August, but I barely could remember the section that he was talking about to the west. But what I did remember very vividly as a young man, which made all of us feel proud, it really was the talk of the town for young people in the inner city. As a matter of fact, I went to Mabel Walker, so we was able to, which was really a part of the pond, but they had built a school there. And so I would have entered Mabel Walker in 69 or 70, right? And so I remember when they built that section, and we was ecstatic, you know, you couldn't wait to go in it. But what happened is most people don't realize the pond, you know, I get a picture of how big the pond was for my grammy, who lived to see almost 100. Uh-huh. So I had an idea of what the area looked like as far as land reclamation. Now, the thing is, the pond extended. All right, you see where National Insurance is? That's where the Jumbe Village was.
Uh-huh.
So the city dump was always there. But I could remember it, like they had the little bridges you walk over. It's like we walk through the gardens, and they had art and crafts, and they had sessions and all that. There was an auditorium to the south, and it was like a good, it was a recreational area, like a lot of green spaces there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I remember. And then there's some festivals there, and I remember the Coconut Jimmy and the Crab and Doe and all those type of out island type people from the out islands would come. And so it had a great potential. So and I bear in with him too. I was wondering why it was discontinued. I really couldn't see the reason for it. But I have a question for you. Said this guy from the Ministry of Tourism,
Mr. Randy Roll, who is in the office of the Prime Minister, but he's working with tourism.
Yeah, but I just want to get this in because this is very important. And so it's saying they talk about tourism. I'm kind of vexed because I go by what I observe, not narratives, especially status quo, because I jog the steps avidly, and I am disappointed in the fact, I don't know if there's listening to the people, he's saying listen to the doers, listen to the doers of course, but what I'm saying is that the local environment, I run the steps, the waterfall hasn't been working for a couple of years now, so I can understand that because the way out, they might have to hoon out the rocks in order to get to the ancient pipes, but what they should have done was to drill some holes to get rid of the stagnant water that is breeding room for pathogens. And that is inglorious and it's smelly and mosquitoes and all that. So let's get it together and just walk on the ground and do some observations. The 66 steps is a common site visited by tourists. I look, I see the water.
Not just that, 52, I want to say thank you very much, but wait till you hear my idea from Fort to the Fort Hill adventure tourism in the inner city.
They don't listen to us, man. We're still on the plantation.
Don't mind
Hey, Aaron. We're still on the prison, pathetic plantation. That's my outlook. I ain't with nobody.
Your points are taken. I just want to make a quick response. The 66 steps, again, it's a tourist attraction, and I agree. At present, you know, that fault, not falls on the tourism directly. It falls on the, AMMC. However, that is duly noted, and it's notes that I can take down and again get to the relevant authority. But through having conversations like this, dialogue such as this, the relevant stakeholders are able to get an understanding of where the areas of concerns are. And so it's about, for us, partnerships. It's about engaging the stakeholders. Like I said, tourism is everybody's business.
Mm-hmm.
And so unless we all start talking about it, we're then going to now know where are the areas of concerns and be able to address them.
Okay, let's engage the next caller, and so we can address Randy. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Talking away so long with you and your guests here, and of course, here. We need justice, law, and order in this country. But it sounds like nobody has the vision for this country. Now, when it comes to the Queen Staircase, that needs a lot of repairs because the rails in which you hold on to get up underneath the rails are corroded. So in other words, those rails need to change.
Be replaced.
The water tower
mm-hmm.
need vast repair. Nobody said anything about that. You know, one time ago, the people used to come and go up the water tower and look all around this country. Okay, they cannot do that now. So you need to fix that. Otherwise, it's Bay Street. Occasionally, I'm on Bay Street. And I was on Bay Street from a little boy. Let me show you something. They had all sort of entertainment for the tourists on Bay Street. Right now, the tourist comes on Bay Street and I watch them. I cannot see physically, so I don't want anybody to be facetious, but I observe them, right? They would stand up by Scotia Bank and try to figure out where to go, what to do. And the only place they could go is walk down to the straw market. You need to put some entertaining businesses over there, like some nightclub, some clubs would open day and night and put live band in there.
Absolutely,
whereby
brilliant.
The people would be able to communicate with the people.
That's in the works.
And secondly, right?
No, Brendan, we got to go. I got three more calls, and I want to address what you said. I would say thank you very much. One of the things that we do need is a central place to access information. It makes no sense that we work on all of these ideas, put my Fort Hill athletic course idea, adventure tourism, into place if people don't know how to connect and they can't connect quickly and easily. I may not connect through the cruise industry's communications channels or their tour system. I may get off the boat and see it and want to do it myself. How do we then bring all of this information into one space for stakeholders, tourists, and general Bahamians?
Okay, thanks. Again, like I said, there is plans in place to move the needle on some stuff. But I believe that what is important is to engage the stakeholders.
Yeah.
The more conversations you have about it, it gives you the
because
politics, remember now, is about the people. They talk about politicians versus people. No, politicians are the people.
Mm-hmm.
We live here in this country as well. We want to see a better Bahamas for ourselves. And so what it simply means for me is, listen, let us have more conversations, because once we make a decision, then you say, okay, that's a decision the politicians make.
Mm.
But if you come to the people getting the information, I mean, so...
Yeah, and I think Bremen makes a good point about disability access as well.
Oh, okay, sorry.
We missed that. The railings and the condition of the railings.
Yes, definitely.
And what makes the place accessible. Ian, quickly, and then we get to this call.
My question, Mr. Roll, is thinking about the tourism model and going forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the accessibility of young entrepreneurs or business persons downtown. Is there anything going to be in place of those particular vendors other than just the straw market vendors? Because we know that the port has a variety of things that they're looking into doing. How is that going to affect those models that we currently have outside, preferably cruise ships sending members and so forth and saying that, okay, don't leave the port, or we only can be responsible if you're in the port. What happens to that particular business ventures that are on the outside of the port, or do we allow them to do that? And if they're now, one more question, and if they're now coming into the Bahamian ports, and I don't know if the boats are registered here or if they're registered somewhere else, but the question is, do we have proper pumping trucks that are going to be utilizing that services in terms of abstracting the feces from the boats?
I would ask a better question. How do we build capacity to ensure that Bahamian vendors get that business?
Yes.
Right, the cruise ships are coming, and... It's my birthday. Cruise ships are coming, but how do we best place Bahamians to take advantage of and benefit from first opportunities?
We need the tourism director general now to come on the show to go into detail
about those.
Like I said, like Randy mentioned before, that's they're the spokesman on the official plan for tourism. But I want to talk about. I see the call is coming. I mean, it comes to you right next. Who do you partner with? Who is being partnered with to bring into fruition this tourism plan?
Right, and to create the environment in which the plan can...
Again, it's the major stakeholders. First of all, for example, even before I get into the Royal Bahamas Police Force, right? I've had discussions with them. Someone mentioned about things to do downtown.
Yeah.
Well, I can say that the commissioner of police, the new commissioner of police, have spoken to us, and we will be able to have some of the police band, the Royal Bahamas Police Band, perform on a day, the prison band, the Defense Force Band. These are bands where we can now plug into.
Yeah, because what we're going to do is east of East Street, we're going to create a performance space between the boardwalk and Shirley Street, with Dowdswell Street. No,
that's
side.
Part of the plan?
Listen, that's a part of, Mr. Nuri, that's a part of the plan.
No driving
zone? Listen, we're going to have those side streets, and so from day markets to night markets and mini concerts, we're going to place the Royal Bahamas Police Force.
Are you kidding us from here?
Man, don't worry about what me and the Chichanis be doing in the bush at night.
So,
that's
Aaron,
where
so,
the ideas are.
So what happened to our local artists is like the Gino D's and
but
the,
no, but this
and,
is what, listen, this
person.
Is.
And they will not be left. I mean, you know, Aaron probably knows more than I do, but
it's just me in the bush.
But seriously though, but that is the type of vision that, you know, many see based on, you know, Aaron is a stakeholder. There are several companies. Yeah, we have the cruise port opening, you know, in a couple of weeks, I think 4 to 6 weeks or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so it means now that everyone needs to get on board. You talked about young entrepreneurs.
Yes.
I can tell you that that is a mandate of the Deputy Prime Minister. He is creating the incubator center that's going to be east of East Street, is to be able to encourage and promote businesses such as that for those who are in that space, to let them know that, listen, there is also a place for you, and the government is prepared to work with you to create. See, I talked about these tours. We need some people to create them. And there are other businesses that we don't know about yet because they've not been, they've not come out. But we're going to find them. We want to find them. We want to engage
and
them.
This is what the
we want to. Exactly. Listen, how do you now play your role in making sure that we get this product to where we want it to be?
I would say, you know, for instance, what young entrepreneurs need to know, right, is like to get a sense of what potential could happen. So I just going to throw out some ideas, right? The straw market. How do we reimagine the straw market if we presume that the highest end artisans are going to be in the port, right? Dowdswell, I have the idea, dining on Dowdswell. We should turn the whole of Dowdswell into a foodie district, right? And then the side corners from the boardwalk to Dowdswell and then to Shirley and then the section without Dowdswell, right, should host mini concerts in the nighttime featuring your
local artists.
Right. And so you have both culture and art and music, right? All three at the same time. With local artists, different genres of music, right? There's east of East Street, the Eastern Esplanade can be a daytime festival site, right? From Fort to the Fort Hill, from historical tours to adventure tours, right? But you have to give a concept that people can then plug into, and these young entrepreneurs could say, okay, that's an area that they are looking into. Go on, man.
And I see we need to take a break now, and I see the callers on the phone, and Randy has an appointment for 12, so I got to give him this 5 seconds just to wrap up, and then we'll just continue the discussion at the end of the break.
Hopefully you tell us where people can submit their ideas, where they can plug in to the generation of ideas.
All right, well, certainly. Thank you so much. Again, there are a number of things. What we want to do and what we have decided is, listen, we're taking an aggressive approach to make sure that we put boots on the ground. We make sure that we just not talk about it, but we do some action. Just tomorrow, I have a walkabout with the a demolition task force that the Deputy Prime Minister has put in place. And this is to make sure that there are a number of derelict vehicles in the downtown space. We want to make sure that we clean up. We've also spoken with the Ambassador Jamal Rule. There are some areas that we can place some murals. We can make it look and feel like
you know,
an art district.
Yeah, right? An art district. Like, and so we're going to also engage not only Jamal, but he's going to go out there and we're going to engage the creatives to say, listen, this is your city, man.
Let's get involved.
And so my thing is, listen, it takes everyone to come on board to, yeah, we have a plan, certainly, but where you can fit in, where you can plug in, let's do it. Let's stop talking about it. Let's be about it. Let's make sure that we create something that's, great for all.
The Tourism Development Corporation, Bahamas Association of Shore Excursions, the Bahamas Hotel and Tour Alliance are these spaces that people who are interested should start connecting to, getting a sense of what programming, what stakeholder consultation is taking place.
Right.
Okay, and develop their ideas from there.
Please. And so, you know, I just, again, like I said, we're partnering. We're going to be announcing shortly some major partnerships that are persons who have come about to say, listen, we want to help. We've heard about this situation for many years. We want to assist you. Okay, we're tired of just talking about it, but we want to put boots on the ground. And so we're going to reach out. You know, my office, we're going to bring corporate Bahamas, Bay Street. You know, we want commerce back. We want pedestrianized traffic. We want persons who can, if you want to shop downtown, you can find somewhere to park. There's no parking down there now. And so if you frustrated because you cannot find somewhere to park, you're going to go to the mall. And so all of that, it affects, again, tourism is everybody's business. We're in the tourism space, but we want to make sure that, listen, not only for the tourists, we want to do it for ourselves because we're Bahamians, but, you know, we want all parties and stakeholders involved so that this is something that we can build and change together.
Well, we'll just break with that, and I appreciate that, and we'll engage the callers, and then we have Erin with her ideas. I know Randy going rushing off to a meeting. I see you packing up, but we're going. This is Guardian Radio in the AM. This is a Mash Up Man Down Wednesday. We're talking tourism, we're talking Bay Street in particular, and we will be right back.
Get ready to celebrate our 50th independence with a golden jubilee. The Road to 50 presents the inaugural Jubilee Day. It's a day to celebrate the Bahamas and the Bahamian people in grand style. We're jump-starting the Independence Party on Friday, May 5th at the Southern Recreation Grounds. Come and explore the cultural village from 4 to 9 p.m. and take your seats by 6:30 to witness a fantastic cultural show. It's all about the black, gold, and aquamarine. Wear your colors to show your pride. Schools all across the Bahamas will be taking part. This day is made to celebrate you. It's Jubilee Day, Friday, May 5th. For more information, visit CelebrateBahamas.com or go on social media and type in Celebrate Bahamas.
To be a Bahamian. Proud to be a Bahamian. Proud to be a Bahamian, yes. God gave this land to me.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The sixth edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th, get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the spirit of unity and camaraderie. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Games. Our nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the B-Games crew coming to your island soon. For more information, call 809-1242 or visit thebahamasgames.org.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, I have Erin Green here from On the Clock. And, of course, we have Ian Munnings, who is our regular
guest host on Wednesdays, and we were talking Bay Street. We were talking earlier with to Senator Randy Roll about what is happening on Bay and who he's partnering with. And of course, we have ideas on what should be happening, and we are talking about reimagining Bay Street. We're also talking about having some kind of depot that we, the Bahamian people, can engage tourism officials as to where, what we see Bay Street as, the possibility in the future of Bay Street. And of course, I see the callers. So what we're going to do is go to the callers first, and then we will engage the callers as to giving ideas or to Ministry of Tourism of what Bay Street should look like. So producer, pass the caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller, can you hear me? No? Let's go to the next caller there. Caller, can you hear me? There's nothing again? Two callers? Okay. So, Aaron, before Randy left,
yeah,
right, you were citing some ideas on extension of Bay Street. And, of course, Randy was talking about the management of Bay Street in terms of what they can do now to using the resources they have, right? And you were talking about having a depot of some sort where Bahamians can give their ideas on where they see Bay Street. And one of the two things I find in the conversation is the mixture of several other ministries. Mm-hmm. Tourism is one,
yeah,
right? Ministry of Culture, which is not tourism,
right,
is a completely separate thing. And you're talking about cultural aspects, and I'm not sure how Ministry of Tourism is partnering with Ministry of Culture to bring about those ideas and concepts that you said.
And beaches and parks.
And then Randy talked about right, beaches and parks, management and cleaning and grooming of Bay Street. I didn't know that Bay Street management is so complex that so many other
entities
are involved, and perhaps that's why there is a delay. Mm-hmm. And in terms of how do we improve the protocol?
Mm-hmm. And so the cry for local government, right, is it's ancillary. I think that you do need a special management vehicle to manage something as complex as the downtown area. You know, one of the questions we have to ask is, what are the boundaries of the downtown area, right? Where is it, are we dropping all the way to Shirley Street? Are we going all the way to Coral World? I like the boardwalk. Is the boardwalk going to delineate what is downtown?
Are you still talking about this boardwalk talk? You see any boardwalk being built?
Oh, that's happening.
That's happening?
Yes,
you see any boardwalk being built?
Last time you've been to Bay Street.
Where's it being built?
You right. Can't see it on the other side of the bay. On
thank
the bay.
You. You know what that is? That's what a hotel is. That's number one Bay Street building, that boardwalk. That's not Ministry of Tourism. Where are you seeing this boardwalk?
Where the port is now, where the tourists are coming off,
uh-huh,
that particular area where the taxi drivers are now parking.
That's not the boardwalk.
No. The way they now are parking.
That's not the boardwalk.
No, I'm saying to you, when the back there where the taxis are now parking, that'll be where the old cabinet building used to be.
Yeah.
In the back of those buildings that are currently there, where Kelly's, I think, building had burned down, that area there going straight forward to the bridge, that is the boardwalk.
So I think
nothing is being built there now.
They don't mind that. That's what their intention is from Cornwall.
They intend to build a whole hospital too.
And
a new prison.
We're talking about money. We're not talking about...
This intention thing you're talking about, but I don't see it.
From boardwalk to board, you know why it's serious? You know it's serious because the business, the property owners are in serious conversation with the government,
yes,
about it.
The property builders who are not building the buildings?
Well, I mean, they tell them we're not going to turn our businesses around until we have some substantive actions and substantive statements on the way forward.
I'd like to say something on that right now.
Yeah.
You all live in hope alone.
No, I'd like to say something on that. And they're engaging the government in conversations to say, a serious conversation to whether or not, or how they're going to go forward. My question to that, I'm glad you said 30 years. My question to that is that we're talking about property taxes to be paid from all the other persons that don't have a building downtown. Every property downtown is worth more than $1 million. So my question is, did they pay their taxes?
Paid? That's even more complicated than the boardwalk.
No, that shouldn't be complicated. But the thing about it is...
I have in fact that they are paying their taxes.
Are you sure?
All paid up.
Are you sure of that?
No, I'm sure about that.
Who made them pay it up?
They have the money and they paid it. That's why there's no problem.
Because they have the money they paid it?
No, they did pay it. So let's say they did pay it. Now what's the next issue?
Let's say they didn't pay it.
Then the government would enforce it.
Let's go back to ideas because you just blew my mind just now with that one. Another question is, so what are the bounds of it, right? I say dining on Dowdswell. You turn that into a foodie district.
And when you say we, who you mean by we?
the
stakeholders.
Okay, the balancing act, which is going to be the Bahamian government.
Bahamian don't own a restaurant.
The Bahamian imagination, the cruise industry, and the mega resorts. Though we got to find a balancing act before those four entities, right? You see, when Pumpkin Eater called in, Pumpkin Eater raised the sort of question of, are we neglecting the rest of New Providence for Nassau, right? I came at it from a different way. How do we make downtown a part of the hotel and cruise industry's product and not a competing product?
But how are you going to build your restaurant on my property? How you know if I want to put a restaurant on it?
And put it on a house. Anyway, you have a caller here.
You want to make money.
No, there's a caller here. Let's pass that caller through. Producer, pass the caller through. Go ahead, caller. I see we got to go, so this will be quick. This got to be quick, caller.
Good day, Mr. Murray.
Good day.
Then I look and I see all those cars are parked on Bay Street, all through the corners. Years ago, that's what they had Elizabeth Avenue for. We have people with the parking spaces are still there. The people who go down Bay Street, only people who are delivering things should be parked on Bay Street. The straw vendors, they should put them in some of those buildings east of the East Street. Use some of them in those buildings that those people don't want to fix up. And they can easily fix those buildings up for the government house authority to take those buildings from them. From there, give them authority to have the mall, Bay Street was closed down. Have the prisoners clean the steps. They're doing nothing to help the country. They used to clean the government house. Grants had a lot of fruits and vegetables they used to grow. When I was growing up, I'm a senior citizen. They give every constituency, they give over the hill to the young men who had a box cart made with one wheel, and they would push these wheels all over Nassau. That's why we were the cleanest in the world. But they, as soon as the PLP, the black government come to power, that stopped. We got to stop being so petty and basically can be better.
Yes, ma'am.
Spread the straw vendors in those buildings.
Yes,
have entertainment and stop using the police bomb all the time. You have these guys who have lost their jobs. They can organize new bombs if they see they have the potential to do it.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the producer for letting the sermon go on. Have a wonderful day. Thank you very much, ma'am.